Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of, well, I should change it slightly as it's a different one. This is This Year in Quality. Wow, we have made it to the end of 2025. This is episode 117. It's the 19th of December, and we welcome you, for those of you joining along live today, and also hello to our podcast listeners. We're grateful for you being here. This is a Ministry of Testing event for those joining along live, so please be mindful of the code of conduct. It is in place, so if you are active in the live chat or you do end up joining the stage, please be mindful of that. So before we jump in, I just want to tell you about a new course that is now available to all MOT professional members. It's called Quality Coaching Essentials. So this is where you can develop the mindset and practical coaching techniques that help teams build shared responsibility for continuous quality. The people who have been involved in contributing to this course, so your course instructors, are a wonderful bunch of people. So we have Anne-Marie Charette, we have AD Stokes, AJ Wilson, Ben Doan, Callum Akers-Ryan, Claire Norman, Kat Obering, Colas Angeles, and Shveta Jaju. What a wonderful bunch of people, and the information they share on that course is absolutely incredible. So do go check that out. And the good thing is, you receive a star for every lesson you complete. Not only that, you award a star to each lesson contributor. So this is another example of an awesome two-way star win for everyone. If you visit ministryoftesting.com/learn, you can find access to that course. It's called Quality Coaching Essentials. So do go check that out. Okay, well, let's center back to today's episode of This Year in Quality. My name is Simon Snomes. I think that's how I pronounce my name today. And I am joined today with my wonderful co-host, Mary Rosie Sherry.
Rosie,
how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Well, this is a different type of episode, right? So for those who are familiar, it's typically called This Week in Quality, and we reflect on the week in quality. And it was earlier on in the year called This Week in Testing. We did a name change earlier on. But yeah, we just thought, let's have a little bit of fun, keep it lightweight, lighthearted, open up a very informal and silly quiz just to put it out there. And folks can join along. If you are listening live, thank you for participating. You could share your answers in the chat. We will read them out, or we will try our best to read out as many answers as we can, so you get amplified on this episode. And then, yeah, we can celebrate you participating as part of the end of the year. But I guess, Rosie, how's your year in quality been?
I'm sorry, I'm just giggling a bit with the names and encouraging people in the chat to drop their own names. But yeah, it's been a good year. I won't lie. It's been intense. It's been tough. But I think I'm happy to have gotten through it in a what I feel a very positive way. And yeah, lots of hard work has been going on behind the scenes. And the market's been difficult for so many people. And we're constantly doing a lot with never enough, and just keeping that quality fight to keep innovating in community, in testing, in quality. And I'm just honestly just really proud of the team and with how well we've come together, especially over the past 12 months. We've got that real sense of flow that I don't think we've had it like this. So I'm as gratitude for that, I feel that, and I'm really happy with the Motiverse at the moment. And hopefully we're in a really good place for 2026.
That's lovely to hear, Rosie. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, grateful to be part of the crew. And yeah, we're up to good things and working with a wonderful bunch of people in the community. So it's been a pleasure to collaborate, that's for sure. Well, I spotted some names coming through on the chat, and actually I've spotted a bug. I didn't realize you had an extra part to your name, Rosie, your new Christmas name. So Merry Rosie Sherry Christmas. I see it now on the chat. It's been chopped off, but it hadn't displayed it properly in the viewing window. So what do we got? We've got a few other names coming in. Here we go. We've got from Ben Doan, Full Mince Pie Tester. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Nadja Schultz is now Nadja Crackage Jeff. I pronounced that correctly. Apologies if not. Judy Mosley, Jubilee Mosley, Adam Foy's now Little Drummer Foy, or A.D. Stokes, A.D. Snokes, or A.D. Tinsalokes. Oh, it's a tongue twister. Sarah Kitchener from Team MOT, Slayra Kitchener. Very good. Natalie Chinduri has Merry Christmas. Lovely. And we got Gary Hawks, Hawks the Herald. That's gold. Oh, these are brilliant. Keep the names coming. Keep the names coming. But we should get started with the quiz, Rosie, because we've got an hour, but we might go over if people are okay to stick around. We're trying to wrap things up by 15 minutes past the next hour, but let's see how we get on. Question number one. Here we go, everyone. Have your keyboards at the ready. What is the Mottoverse? Wrong answers only. What is the Mottoverse? Wrong answers only. And maybe I will put that in the chat so people can see it who are following along in the chat. So yes, Rosie, what would be an answer that you'd give to that?
Oh, I hadn't thought that one through.
You wait for some answers to come in on the chat.
Oh my, you caught me there. Wrong answers only. It always plays with my mind, the wrong answers only side. I'm like trying to think of the right answer and then flip it.
Well, we've got one coming in from Eddie Stokes. We have a terrible collection of despicable people who only have one opinion that never changes. Oh, nice, nice. From Natalia, a social media site. Ben Dolan, a formal training provider that focuses on ISTQB certification, promotes isolated testing and discourages community because it distracts from real work. Oh, beautiful. Patrick Prill. Welcome, Patrick. Great to see you. Something to eat. Yeah, it does sound like a tasty treat, doesn't it? Have you tried the new Mottoverse snack? Evine Van Grootsven, the next Marvel movie. Rosie, please jump in if you want to take over sharing some of these as I catch my breath.
Gary Hawk says, it's a song sung when your car is being tested.
I nearly spat on my water then.
Preeti Gupta says, a tourism platform. Interesting.
Yeah, nice.
Exploratory tourism, perhaps. Julie says, a place to visit. Nadja, a community of motorcyclists. I like that because sometimes we see Motocon in a kind of a car.
Motocon. I think also that perhaps Verla Verhagen, a co-host at Motocon this year, would appreciate that because I believe she's well into her motorbikes. Yeah, perfect.
So maybe it's a community for her.
Yeah.
People like her. Motorcyclists. Aisha, testers complaining. Interesting. Oh, yeah. And Judy Mosley says gatekeepers.
The gatekeepers, yeah. And welcome to the Mottoverse. We are the gatekeepers. I love it. Keep the answers coming, folks. This is good. Okay. Let's jump to, from Eddie, Mottoverse is a garage that annual checks hearses. Oh, there you go. Woo. I like it. You've got to get those hearses checked, that's for sure. Okay. So next question number two. How many stars were earned in 2025? For those unfamiliar, there is a star system that exists in the Mottoverse where people can earn stars for participating in many different ways. How many stars were earned in 2025? Oh, we got some good numbers coming in. Ben 404. That's wonderful. Is that how many you earned, Ben? I think it's not more. Nadja, 256,985. I wish it was that high. That is our target for 2026 right now. So we've said it, but it isn't quite that high. What else you got? Natalia, 10,000. Interestingly, keeping up with the chat is quite hard when you're trying to read numbers. Oh, another a match there. An answer match from Natalia and Eamon, who posted at the same time. They both said 10,000. That is very interesting. Adam Foy, you are very close with 20,000. That is impressive. Gary Hawks, a little bit lower than expected, but thank you for sharing, 3,654. The same number as the R's is Rory. Oh my goodness. 80,000 to 60,000. Very Rosie Sherry Christmas sharing. I think it's 67, or it might be 67.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay. Couldn't help yourself. Okay, so as of, we're going to round up and say it's 19,000. But to give you the exact answer, as of the 17th of December at 9 a.m., when we took the count, there were 18,493 stars earned by the community in 2025. So that is a round of applause for everyone. That is absolutely epic. That shows showing up, that shows commitment. I like that round of applause on the microphone. It's amazing, right? That is absolutely incredible. I'm going to just paste that into the chat so folks can see that number for reals. Which is brilliant.
Yeah, sorry. And just to add, because we did a recording yesterday, we were reflecting on the stars and the algorithm, and we were laughing at how we did it manually and how especially Simon was just awarding them once a month to people. And that was about a year ago or 18 months ago that started. So the fact that we've ramped up the process and the algorithm to be more automated, I guess, more tech focused, is quite funny, quite nice.
Yeah. And it's like there's just the opportunity to get stars is just so much. It's just widened massively. I think the first month I went through the star awarding process and it was one star in a month per member. It was like, I think 50 stars, not even 50, maybe 40 or something. So yeah, quite the change. We first introduced stars onto the Motiverse system in February this year, late February. So it's not even been a whole year, really. So yes, I know there was a bit of backdating and backfilling of stars from the previous system. But yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah, very cool. Which leads us on nicely to question number three. It is also related to stars. And the question is this: how many stars were awarded to members? So this is a member, one person in the community, giving a star to another person in the community. So the act of giving a star, not receiving a star, but the act of how many were given away or awarded to others. You've put that in the chat. Thanks, Rosie. So this is going to be less than that 19K. But our challenge for 2026 is to flip the ratio. We want people dishing out more stars than they're receiving. Eamon, 3,000. Nadja, 11,100. That's a brilliant number to try and read out loud. 3,200 from Preeti. Lisa, oh, lovely. I like the 404 in that, 4,040. Thank you, Lisa Crispin. 2,000 from Natalia. Oh, that's close. But Lisa is the closest so far. Ben Dolan, 404 again. He was the theme. 80 Stokes, 3,333 or 4,444. Oh, 80, that last number is even closer. Matilly, 600. Gary, 9,231. Ben Doan, 99. Another important number. Neil Taylor, 2,500. Now, Chet, why is it so hard for you to read my numbers? It's just because of maybe the lack of commas that my brain can't parse, whether it's 100, 1,000 or 10,000. That might be it. Okay, Rosie, would you like to reveal the answer?
The answer is precisely 4,818.
Whoa! Oh, that's cool. That is cool. So yeah, I mean, it's now much easier to award people a star. So over the last month, we have introduced a lot more features where people can thank people. So any piece of content or most pieces of content on ministryoftesting.com, there is a thanks button. And this has replaced the like button. And a thank you button gives thanks and a star to the person who contributed to that piece of content. You as the thank giver also receive a star. So it's like this two-way star system, which we think is awesome. So it's a nice way of sharing your gratitude. But yeah, there's now stars for reading articles. There's now stars for watching talks. So there's way more opportunities to award stars to other members in the community. So thank you so much for going for it. But I would love to see, maybe it's a one-to-one ratio where each week you can receive your Community Stars Digest email and it will tell you how many stars you've received and how many stars you've awarded. Wouldn't it be cool if that was a one-to-one ratio? Or maybe you actually give more stars than you receive. That would be very cool. So maybe that's a little challenge for all of us for 2026.
And Ben Down kindly points out that he says, we got the number in the chat before audio. So I think we need to bear in mind there's a slight audio delay and perhaps we need to give it answers with a bit of a delay in the chat, Simon.
Oh, I see. Right. That's brilliant. Yeah. Sorry about that. I will hold off from sharing that answer. I'm just trying to be efficient. Okay, Rosie, you want to take away and ask question number 4?
Sure. So how many times have bug, space seagull and space duck been featured on a Where's Bug? Where's Bug is a memory post that we have tended to post every week in 2025.
How many posts do you think have gone out this year featuring a fun little challenge of spotting bug, space seagull, space duck? Some have been harder than others. We've had some good feedback. It's made some of them really easy and some a little bit more tricky.
So Nadja says 404.
Eamon going straight in with 52. Nice. I like the logic there. Pretty 99, Gary 45. Ooh, Gary is close. Aisha at 60. Ben Doan at 40. Neil Taylor at 55. But folks, we have a winner. Demi Van Malcott. Just absolutely spot on. It's 42. Congratulations, Demi. You got it. There's been 42 posts. So our lovable mascot started this year at number 11. So the 11th version, and they finished at number 53. So congratulations. That's very cool.
Bug congrats.
Bug congrats, indeed. No. Way. That's great. Right, on to question number 5. How many meetups were hosted in 2025? How many meetups were hosted in 2025?
In the meantime, Ben Down says, the answer to life, the universe, and space seagull.
I love the reference. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I believe. Very nice. Okay, so answers coming in for how many meetups were hosted. Eamon coming in at 40, Ben Doan 103, Nadja 134, Patrick 256. Oh, I wish it was 256, Patrick, not quite. Gary Hawks 45, Neil Taylor getting there at 99, Lisa 120. Oh, 120 would be a good target for 2026, that's for sure. Pretty 56, 80 coming in at 99 as well with Neil Taylor. We haven't quite hit the exact answer, folks. The answer is 86 meetups. 86 meetups, which is an incredible number. So kudos to all the meetup organizers out there who have been bringing people together in their local city and towns to explore all things testing and quality. It's very cool to see this. And we want to do more in 2026. Rosie, is it worth us mentioning kind of plans for meetups and the tech behind it? Can we reveal that? I think we might have already mentioned it to some people, yeah. But maybe we can talk about it a bit more if you like.
Yeah, the plan is basically to build it into our platform. It's been quite frustrating on our end having it on meetup.com, and we can't really see as well everything going on, and then we have to manually add the events to our platform. And all those things that just make it a real pain, but also we feel like it doesn't help us run meetups as well as we could. So we're building it into our platform, basically, and there'll be like one-click registration and you'll need an MOT account for it, but then you can also earn your stars for registering or for speaking, and it will be all beautiful, as I like to say. So I'm really looking forward to that personally, and like just, again, it's just like bringing everything in to work as a community flow wheel, as I like to call it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's exciting to bring that onto the site. Just we're systems thinkers and we're like, how is everything connected? Everything needs to be connected. And that literally is via our system. not just system as process, but system as in our tech stack. So it's lovely for us to have that ambition to bring meetups onto the Motiverse. And that would connect it on profiles. Perhaps there will be labeling for people who are meetup organizers, so it's clear that they are a meetup organizer on their profile and which meetup they're organizing for. All that stuff like lifts up people's profiles and helps amplify all the good stuff. Okie dokie. Oh, question from AD Stokes. Any plans for a Motiverse app? Interesting. Do you mean a mobile app, a dedicated app that could be installed on your device, such as an iOS or Android device? Good question, AD.
My answer to that would be...
No. Sorry. Yeah. Just jump onto that mobile browsing experience. Righty. Okay, let's jump on to question number 6. Rosie, you want to jump on that question?
Yeah. So this is, what changed about the MOT professional membership? What could it be?
That is a good question. And bonus points for when the announcement came out, which I'm now racking my brains to remind myself when that was. But I think I know when it was. Oh, from Bendo and Bundles. Nadia, all events are included. Yes, bundle. Yes, access to meetup. Ah, good answer from Matilly. That's interesting. Yep. All in one pack bundle. Yeah, you got it pretty. Ben got it. That was when it was announced. So that was October the 1st, 2025, we made that announcement.
But yeah, it's a big transition internally for us, is bundling everything up. And we felt the pain over the years of just things being separate systems, separate platforms. Quite frankly, as we were getting closer to Moticon, I was like, I've had enough. We need to bundle it up just to make life easier, not just for us, but also for members, and like making the sign-off process to attend events. It shouldn't be so hard, and it's felt hard. So our goal is to make it easy. One-click registration for all our events, and leading with quality in Brighton is not quite sold out, but it's about 70% of the way. And we've already got over 100 people registered for Moticon. Personally, I feel a lot better about it, and we'll keep adjusting. And that's part of the challenge as well, is like with change comes adjustments, and we will adjust things as we feel able to. But yeah, I feel a lot happy about it. My stress levels are way, way down, which is cool.
Yeah, and with that comes space for us to innovate in other ways, because we've simplified a lot of processes internally, which then gives us space to do cool things and go at a pace where we're not held back by complexities when it comes to a large conference. It's really simplified things. It's fascinating. It's just the offering now to members, just amplifying your point about simplifying sign off. Everything's included. People go for a standard membership. They get everything except certificates. So they go all in with unlimited. They get everything, including certificates. So it just simplifies it. And it's our assumption, and we're getting this feedback, that it just satisfies the different ways that people want to get value from being part of a community such as Ministry of Testing. Yeah, it feels really good. So number 7 is related. Thought we're giving away the answer here. The question is, how much are tickets for Moticon in 2026? I think we can probably move on from that one. So we've reiterated that you no longer need to buy a ticket because it's included in your professional membership. But yeah, you can go over to the event page, or you'll find a link to register to Moticon. And if you are already a professional member, it's just one click. You press the button and then you get the email that says you're in. And then as long as you have a professional membership at the point of Moticon next year, then you're good to go. So that's wonderful. Patrick Bill, roughly 0. Yeah. That's a great response. Ben Doan, 404 pounds. Yeah, nice. I like it. That works on many levels. I like that, Ben. Okay, Rosie, do you want to take the next question?
Yeah. How many episodes of TWIC were there? Is this a TWIC question?
Beautiful. I think it is a TWIC question. Because I think I've looked at the answer and I realize it might actually be wrong, given the name of this event is not this week in quality, but this year in quality. So that's funny. But yes, think back to the number of episodes that maybe you've participated in. And we love the fact that folks keep coming back. There's been a real core crew of people who have joined what used to be called This Week in Testing and is now This Week in Quality, and also joining This Year in Quality. Oh, lots of various numbers coming in. 14 from Nadja. Ooh, close. 48 from AD, 116 from Ben, Helene, 49, Matilly, 117, Pretty Gupta, 15. Oh, very good. Neil Taylor jumping in at 12. That's the closest yet. Okay, shall I reveal the answer? So we actually changed the name of This Week in Testing to This Week in Quality. So it's a bit of a trick question. So there are, well, I said 11 episodes, but actually it's probably 10. Yes, Demi. Congrats, Demi, for getting that one. Because it started on episode 107, This Week in Quality. And I put on my notes that actually it includes today's episode, but it doesn't, because this is called This Year in Quality. But of course, there's been plenty more. There's been This Week in Testing, but we made the we changed the name on the 10th of October. So there we go. Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of rebranding confusion going along as we evolve, as we redefine our focus as well. So that's shown up with Moticon, previously Test Bash, and things like This Week in Testing is now This Week in Quality. And that's all part of our shift towards, I guess, what I would call being more inclusive and talking about quality rather than just testing.
Natalia makes a very good point. Vague requirement situation. Yes, absolutely. On purpose. On purpose. That's it. Cool. Okay, next question. Question number 9. I'm conscious of time. Are we going to get to 30? Let's see if we can do it. So next question is the following. Who shared the most comments? So let me give you the context of what I mean when I say comments. This is comments on content on ministryoftesting.com. Obviously, people have shared lots of comments. That would be very hard to track. All the comments everywhere across the Motiverse would be pretty wonderful. We could get that number, but we don't. So the question is, who shared the most comments? This is a feature that we introduced on the site. I can't remember when we introduced it, but it's been there a while in 2025. And it's lovely to see people sharing comments, either saying thank you to the person who contributed that piece of content or sharing their thoughts, answering a question that was posed at the end of, say, an article or a talk. So we've got some answers coming in. Gary and Preeti say someone called Simon, right? Yep. Ben Doan, Rahul, AD, Mary, Rosie, Sherry, Christmas, or Snowman, Tomes. Rahul, wow. I'm impressed. It is Rahul. It's Rahul Parwell, an absolute legend of the community and MOT ambassador. Rahul has shared 36 comments. Very good.
And I think we should clarify that we've excluded us ourselves from these results. But if we were to take that kind of egocentric position, Simon would win.
It's more like I did make a note of those numbers that we got from Andrew at Team MOT. It's also when we share numbers of the stuff we're doing as a team, it's nothing ego. It's more like if we can demonstrate that we're doing stuff, maybe it will inspire folks to do the same. So yes, hence why. But yeah, keep the comments coming is the message here. If you're an author or you've contributed a talk and it appears on ministryoftesting.com, receiving a comment is great. People get notified of that. And it could be a talk from, say, a year ago. And if someone writes a comment on it and you get that message like, oh, this is really grateful for this, it's brilliant, or you made a really good point there, I hadn't considered. That's lovely, right? As a contributor, when you receive that feedback, it's amazing. So please do. We encourage you to make an effort to share comments on all the content that exists on ministryoftesting.com.
Right. Next question.
Yeah.
What names were considered as an option to replace Test Bash with Moticon? If we're talking requirements there, my requirements were I love the Motiverse and we just have to get rid of the name Test Bash. So those were the requirements.
That was literally the requirement I remember you putting out internally on our team Slack. Oh, Eamon. Oh, wow. Eamon and Ben, right at the same time, Quality Bash. There it is. Oh, that is a good name. Is it too late to change it, Rosie? Quality Bash. Yeah, could be the unofficial name. Stoke shares MOT Bash or Mot Bash and Quality Bash. Any other takers, feel free to share your ideas in the chat for those following along live. Okay, well, let us reveal the answer. Rosie, do you want to reveal the answer?
Yeah, Motoconf, Motiverseconf, and Motiversecon.
Yes, I will put that in the chat for those following along. Yeah, Motoconf. I think Motoconf was fairly close, if I remember, when we were discussing it internally. And it was like, nope, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. So we're thinking like DevCon or ComicCon, and we also looked up all sorts of other tech conferences out there as well with the word con at the end. It just made sense.
And Gary Hawk says, you chose well. Thank you, Gary.
Here's Gary. Feeling that little bit of feedback. Yeah. Great. Okay. So I can ask the quality con is probably already a thing from Ben Doan. Yeah.
Or quality con.
Quality con. That rolls off the tongue nicely, that one. Okay. Next question. Question number 11. How many trends articles were published on the Ministry of Testing website? So in 2025, how many trends articles were published? So Rosie, as one of the main authors of the trends articles, perhaps you could share a brief summary of what a trends article is for those who aren't familiar.
Yeah, a trends article is designed to highlight interesting things that we're seeing in the Motiverse, things that people are talking about, tools that we're seeing, all those kind of things. It's forced us to dive deeper into the data, which has been interesting from my perspective, rather than just like publishing a bunch of talks and courses. Is like we're intentionally looking for other insights that people might tend to miss, or because we as Team MOT have a kind of systems approach again, is we see things that other people might not see, and just trying to pull it into one short bite-sized piece of content to save people time and see trends that we might be seeing is the general idea. But yeah, hot off the press, we're going to change the name of it. But we haven't done it quite yet, but we're going to change it to Insights, and then Trends will be one type of insight. So under Insights will be various types of insights.
Very cool.
Watch this space.
Yeah, what's this space? Going to be new for 2026. I think what's cool about it is conversations that we've had during this week in quality, we now can take those conversations and go like, oh, this person said that, this person said that, let's join up with some other things that are happening. And then we can write an article, an insights article about that. And we can quote people and we can then tag those people. So when people read that trends article or insights article, they can then say thanks. And the people who are tagged in it because they've been quoted or they've shared some insight, they receive stars. So it's all connected, right? It's not. So while people may join this week in quality in isolation, they actually then contribute in many other ways later on. And it's amazing. And I love that happens. And we're going to do more of that in 2026. Just continue to join the dots and help people, help raise people's profiles and help them fill up their profiles. It's really important. I haven't shared the answer, have I?
Done.
We've had some good guesses coming in, so thank you to those sharing. The answer is 44. Yeah, we've had themes such as role, skills and careers, AI, automation and tools, quality culture and quality care, work models and pay, and accessibility.
That's, so, it was pretty close to 404, right?
Just, yeah.
Zero.
Just shove that zero in between and happy days. It's a little bit more effort to get there, but why not? That's the target for 2026. 404 Insights article. Okay, Rosie, over to you on question 12.
Okay, question 12. Who is our mascot? But wrong answers only.
Ah, here we go. Who could our mascot be? Well, I'll share one. Maybe quality face? No, hang on.
And
like a quality boat that goes around. I think that's our mascot, right?
Is it not like a gate or something, like a gatekeeper?
Oh, yeah. The gatekeeper, yeah, that's like a wizard character that thou shalt not pass. Oh, so we've got some answers coming in from Patrick Prill, says Ben. So Ben is our mascot. Brilliant. Absolutely. Eamon shares an insect. Ah, oh, insect. Oh, bless insect. They nearly made the cut. They did audition to become our mascot, but they didn't quite make it. Ben shares Ramon the Testing Otter. Oh, of course not. Ramon the Testing Otter is Callum Akers Ryan's mascot. If you don't know Callum, do go check out his profile. AD shares the Black Knight from Monty Python. Are those the knights who say knee? I can't remember. Judy wishes that there is a gate emoji. Ah, oh, if only we had a gate emoji. Maybe we should try and sneak in a gate in one of our article images as we are, yeah, slowly but surely introducing the guardians of the multiverse, so the pets of the multiverse, onto our artwork in their honor and respect. Maybe we could try and sneak in a gate. Go for it, Rosie, if you want to keep sharing more answers.
Oh, yeah. Natalia says, naughty cat.
Naughty cat is brilliant.
It quite aligns, though. We should introduce that. Like,
who's the naughty, where's the naughty cat appearing across the site?
Hitting the keyboard.
These are great ideas now. Actually, just giving us, we're just going to get our designer to just design all these characters now.
Well, Mr. Blobby. But fun fact, thinking about the Ben one, actually, it's quite funny because we do have a cookie planet, which was inspired by Ben, I think, a bit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so it's quite funny. I always think of Ben when I see that cookie planet.
Yeah, me too.
And also, shout out to Gary. We now have a Cooper character that came out in a recent article. Cooper was a guardian of the multiverse who sadly passed away. But he lives on in the multiverse now. But maybe we can drop a link into where Cooper now appears. And there's also a Slack emoji for Cooper as well. Mathili says duck. We played with ducks as well. Which is quite, is Space Duck a mascot? Yes, no, maybe. But perhaps my favorite answer is Crowdcast.
That's amazing. The story about Crowdcast is just, yeah, it served us well, right? It served us for many episodes of This Week in Testing. Maybe a few This Week in Qualities as well, but it was just, it just had so many bugs, bless it. And it really did have so many bugs. It caused us all sorts of fun issues. But yeah, we have a fond memory of Crowdcast. But yeah, thanks for sharing. That's brilliant.
And Nadja says, obviously Space Duck is a mascot. Why is this a question? Obviously. Yeah, I guess the confusion for me was, who is our mascot? It wasn't plural. So again, Simon, I'm disappointed in your requirements.
Well, this is the thing, but it's wrong answers only. So, you know, anything goes. You just interpret it however you want. I know it. This is what happens when you get a bunch of quality professionals together on a call. We pick apart the questions, which I'm grateful for. So, yeah. Well, if for those who aren't familiar with, our mascot is called Bug, and Bug is wonderful. Bug has their own profile on ministryoftesting.com. I'm going to scramble to see if I can quickly find their profile. The thing is, when you do a keyword search for Bug on ministryoftesting.com, you get a lot of results, and it takes a bit of a time to parse all that information. And there's actually 67 profiles with the keyword Bug. I think a lot of people out there may put a description saying, I look for bugs. I don't like bugs. I like bugs. So I'm now scrambling to find the OG Bug. And let me see if I can just find them. Here we go. There is Bug. Dun, dun, dun. Wonderful.
And I've been putting a space duck and space seagull as well. So do feel free to give them a follow.
Yeah, they do good stuff. Rosie, I'm doing a quick time check. I wonder, should we have a few questions? So we could go freestyle now and just change the order up. It doesn't really matter about the number of the question, but I think maybe if we just keep picking ones that we're most interested in, then feel free to do that. So yeah, feel free to pick another one and go for it.
Okay. What do we care about? Wrong answers only.
That's a good question. So what do we care about? Wrong answers only. Yeah, what matters, folks, or what doesn't matter? Yeah, you go for a Rosie, I'm going
to... Judy Mosley says being right.
Yeah.
We must be right.
100%. You get it wrong. What the heck?
99%, actually.
Yeah, of course. I got it wrong.
Yes. Nadja says, cheese.
Yeah.
Green tests from Ben Dowen. Gary Hawk says, reams and reams of documentation. Andy Stokes, thank you, AD. He says, ISTQB, ISTQB, ISTQB. Absolutely. Winning.
Yes, Lisa.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great answers. I love them. Okay, well, let me pick another one that is related or is actually inspired by AD's response. So here we go. The question is, what important Motiverse four-letter acronym is often repeated three times in a row? What important Motiverse four-letter acronym is often repeated three times in a row?
And following up, I have to shout this out, following up from the ISTQB, 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 Nadja says, did you mean stick?
Yeah. So we were a bit cheeky in the Motiverse Slack. For those who are part of the Slack, we love the fact that you're part of the Slack. It's absolutely wonderful, the amount of action that we can take via that Slack. And the purpose is people can ask questions and get help and support each other and big each other up. It's also where we do a lot of our co-creation and collaboration. There's plenty of private channels that we have for people who are writing articles, working on different types of events or activities and things. So there's a dedicated channel for myself, Rosie, a few others from the team, and the co-hosts of This Week in Quality. So we communicate and organize stuff there. And on that Slack, if someone mentions the letters I, S, T, Q, and B together, there's a cheeky little Slack bot that says, did you mean to say steak? So that's Nudge's reference. So thank you for that. Yes, the answer is steak, steak, steak. And also, we're going to encourage people to say squeck, squeck, squeck. So SQEC, it's the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. It is out there already for people who want to take the first two modules of SQEC. We are still developing it. We are releasing it module by module. There's a lot of good stuff happening on that certificate. We can't wait for people to be fully SQEC qualified at some point in the future. But shout out to everyone who has become STEC qualified. You really are like sharing the or being part of a modern way to learn about testing and discover why it truly matters with a portfolio and with real evidence to show that you understand it, you have the essentials. So we're grateful for everyone who has become STEC qualified. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm going to merge two questions into one. For the next one. So the first part is how many badges exist? And the second part of that, who has the most badges? So how many badges exist in the multiverse? Badges are what you can earn for certain actions, and they appear on your MOT profile.
And as well as people are thinking of the answers, I do want to call out Ben's reply to the previous question, Squix. S-Q-I-X. Yeah, what a word.
So first up, Eamon is saying 50. Not quite. Keep going. Naja says 404 and not her. Preeti says 50 as well. Eamon guesses Rahul has the most badges. Nathili says 99 and Rahul. Lisa says 113 and AD. She got half of that right. Which half is it? Ooh. Gary Hawke says 99, Rahul. And Neil Taylor says 60. And I can reveal that the person who has the most badges is AD Stokes.
Yes, go AD. Love it.
Congrats to AD. He has 51 badges out of a possible 90 badges that can be.
Pretty cool.
Congrats.
Yeah, but congrats, AD. Legend. Going for it. Keep going. So folks can, if you head over to ministryoftesting.com/badges, you can see what badges you have already and see those that are available. Yeah, badges are a way of showing, of demonstrating to the community that you're showing up, that you're participating and contributing in many different ways, taking courses, getting certified, reading stuff, writing stuff, watching stuff, showing up, appearing, this, that, and the other. There's so many ways to celebrate your achievements and celebrate the achievements of others as well. Yeah, very cool. And Ben Doan says, so AD is the real mascot. Yep. I love that.
I think we're going to have to make that happen. AD also says, and it's 52 now. We got that wrong. Wow. Or you must have gotten one in the this week or something.
Yeah, I need to. Wow. That's it, folks. Things move fast. So you got to keep up. Right. Okay. Related to that, I'm going to ask another wrong answers only question because they're always fun. Okay. The question is this. What P word, so word beginning with the letter P, is the center of showcasing your achievements in the Motiverse? Wrong answers only. You know, add that question into the chat for those following along live. So what P word is the center of showcasing your achievements? Wrong answers only. Have a little think. Please keep it clean. We shall wait. What else could it be? It could be pizza. Is that how you show? We've got password from AD. Ben, personalized license plate. Oh. See, the I'm really struggling to keep your face. Paint him. Gold. Absolutely gold. I just struggle to hold my laughter in. Brilliant. Oh, Demi Van Malcott, the planetarium. Ooh. Yeah, check out my planetarium. Or go check out this person's planetarium. That's very cool. Natalia Peanut. Matili Planet. Ooh, I like Planet. That's a good one. Now, Jit, I'm out. Kona Kapunda, I don't know. First name. Appreciate that. AD, another one. Photorealism. Whoa, I like that. That's very cool.
The pink tin one made me think of the Potterverse.
That's that. Yeah. Well, we're planting seeds for people to grow, right? So, the Potterverse. Oh. Ben Doan, planetarium is what we should call profiles going forward, or maybe portfolios. Nice. Gary shares puppies. Yeah. Helene van Druten, a parking lot.
Yeah.
I like parking lot. Like, you add more to your parking space and lot. 80 paintings. Ben, you don't have to be mad to be here, but it helped.
It didn't.
Indeed. all keeping it lighthearted, folks. So this is all good. This is all good. Portfolios, another idea from Amy. Yeah, well, the profile page has really become the center of the Motiverse for how members are connected and are supporting each other. I can't remember when we first launched portfolios and made them public, or profiles, I should say. Rosie, can you remember?
It was shortly after Test Bash last year, so 2024. So I think it was like October, November time.
Yeah, so they've been out just over a year and they've iterated tons, right? There's loads more stuff on it. It's very cool.
It's changed our lives internally. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Like the fact that we didn't have like some of the data on profiles is, I don't know how we can live without it now, because we literally look at profiles now and it helps us make decisions about people and who to invite, how active they've been, and all these kind of decisions that we have to make. That's literally been shortened massively with all the access to the data in one place. Even things like leading with quality conversations that I've had, it's just like I have the MOT profile up as I'm speaking to people, and it just really helps me understand like types of questions I could talk about or ask, stuff like that. And yeah, even Simon recently, he did a community journey, just like starting at the bottom of someone's profile and scrolling up to the top. And it's really quite fascinating to see how people grow. And yeah, we didn't realize how powerful it would be when we first started doing it. And for me personally, that's what I geek out over. I get really excited about these things.
Yeah, I love it. I just love seeing how there are just many different ways people can get involved and find their groove and push themselves a little bit to do things that perhaps they didn't think were possible. And we see that. You literally can go to a profile, scroll to the bottom, and just see how someone has grown and developed and got involved in different things. And also people finding their niche, whether it's by topic, whether it's by the type of thing that they want to do with the community. I love it. It's so cool. And it's also, if you look at other people's profiles, you can inspire yourself and go, oh, maybe I could do that. Or I don't know how they did that. Maybe I can message them and find out like what inspired them to write that article, or how did they go about writing, or how do they prep for that talk, or whatever. It's a way to create connections and actually to help people take action. So they're not just sat there passively. They can proactively go and connect with people and ask questions and discover more based on the things they see on the person's profile page. So we love it. And there's more enhancements to come with profile pages. We can do much more with them. We can just make it easier for people to discover each other, to connect and learn. So yeah, excited to see where we take profiles in 2026.
Awesome. We're happy to go over on this podcast, Simon. I don't know if we want to see if anyone wants to come up on stage. We haven't asked anyone yet, but maybe now's time to ask, as maybe we do one more question, and as we're doing the question, if anyone wants to come up on stage.
That is a great idea. So Rosie, I think you are next up for a question. If you want to grab one, or I can now look through our list of questions and see what one we could ask. But yeah, you go for it, Rosie, if you've got one in mind.
Sure thing. I'm going to go with the glossary question, or as we like to call it, glossary, with a Sean Connery accent that I cannot do. I think Simon could do it better.
Which I will not do on this crew, but yeah. Fair. Welcome to the glossary.
Yeah.
The name. There it is, folks. Never again. Want to report it?
That'll be great to reuse later.
And Mr. thinking is brilliant.
Oh my God. So yeah, the question is, how many MOT glossary terms and definitions are there? So for context, there's a term and you can have multiple definitions for a term. So there are more definitions than terms. So the question is, how many glossary terms and definitions are there? And bonus points for anyone who can guess the person who's added the most glossary terms.
We got some answers coming in. Ben at 300. Now, Jeff, 404. Yes, that number keeps coming up. I don't know why 404 is a popular one, but there you go. Mattelli 650. Ooh, these are good answers. These are good answers. Keep the answers coming in, folks.
482 from and 80 as the most glossarified member. Sorry, that caught me out. Neil Taylor says 500, 100 from Eamon. Gary says 500 as well. A vote for Emily O'Connor with the most.
Yeah.
80 is 500 to 650. Preeti says 320 or and comma 480. Lisa says 503. Is that an error message? What does 503 stand for as an error message?
I think that's a service unavailable often in head. So that's perfect, Lisa.
And 80 and another shout out for Emily. I don't know how many Emily added, but she's definitely way up there.
Yeah.
But bug congrats to AD, who is the most glossarified MOT member. And a lot of that has been because of all his work throughout the year for the certs that he's been doing and courses and stuff, and even articles. As he's been working on that content, he comes up with glossary definitions to add. But yeah, the answer is we have 337 terms. And as part of that, we have 510 definitions. So that's almost 1.5 maybe definitions per term. And I guess like going into the glossary, the goal is not to argue over terms, which if you've been in testing for a long time, you might have experienced people arguing over what things mean. And the goal of the glossary is very Urban Dictionary inspired. And it's basically us saying, well, we can all define terms in our own ways with our own perspectives. So I would encourage people to go in and add their own terms, their own understandings. Even if you see something defined elsewhere, you can copy that definition from your blog or someone else's blog or any piece of content and just add it in. And you can add links for reference points as well. Along the way, we're trying to give people as much credit as we can for all these definitions. And you can earn stars along the way as you do that.
Breaking news, folks. It appears that the feed has dropped. So we're still going to keep talking, assuming that the recording is working for those listening on the podcast. But we are getting live feedback within the chat to say that our audio as host has been chopped off. Oh boy. So we're having live boundary testing. Maybe people assuming that the event was set to an hour and therefore it's chopped us off. Adam saying, oh no, AD 503 service unavailable. ED 404 co-host not found. Well, who knows what's happening? Ben saying they are still talking, but you can't hear them. Yep, that's what's happening. So if folks are hearing this, please do stick with us. And if not, then that's a real shame. But yeah, that's I guess we should wrap, Rosie, if that is the case. Although I think, as Ben has pointed out, who's off stage with us, that he can hear us. So everyone has to join the stage, the bat stage, to hear us. But there's only like a limit of, I think, 10 or something like that. Yeah.
Maybe we can do a backstage that's like secret and you have to listen to the podcast to do what we're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. Exclusive backstage access. There we go.
We did want to test the boundaries though, didn't we, of how many people we could get on stage.
Well, Judy can hear us now, yep. And Gary is setting hopefully some hold music in the background. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I think we should wrap up then, folks. I do wonder if this will appear on the recording, but we can find out after the event. For those that can hear, who are listening in, I want to say thank you to everyone who has showed up to this week in quality in 2025. Thanks to our wonderful co-hosting team, Ben Doan, Demi Van Malcott, Judy Mosley, Mariam Safi, Natalia Burmai, Alexander Romanov and Rosie Sherry. How about giving them all a thanks star via their profile pages? They are a bunch of lovely people. It's been a pleasure collaborating with you all. Big shout out to Sarah Deary, Ministry of Testing's legendary learning and development lead for producing and shipping the podcast every week. Same day delivery is something special, that's for sure. And we are super grateful to everyone who has tuned in, joining the stage and participated in the chat. It's become more than a weekly get together. Every TWIC episode creates more than the sum of the episodes. I absolutely love that. It sparks activity and action, and we can't get enough of it. Thanks for being part of the Motiverse, and we look forward to seeing you in 2026. Thanks for sharing in the chat there, Rosie. For those who can follow along live on the chat, grateful for that. Okay, folks, it's time for us to wrap up. Just going to see a few more messages go through on the chat before we close things off. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you all in 2026. And it wouldn't be a this week in quality if there wasn't bugs with the hosting platform. So what a wonderful way to finish the year.
Yeah, sign off with a bug.
Bye for now. See you later.
Bye.